Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
DCF, the State Department of Children and Families, has been embroiled in controversy since last year's disappearance of 5-year-old Jeremiah Oliver of Fitchburg, who's feared dead. His family was being supervised by DCF at the time. In the months since the Oliver case came to light, the department's commissioner has faced calls for her resignation. But Governor Patrick has continued to defend the commissioner, who has in turn stood by her agency. WBUR's Fred Tice met the commissioner in her office yesterday and has this report.
I begin our interview in the commissioner's office in Downtown Crossing by confirming how to pronounce her name. Commissioner Olga Roche.
Olga Roche. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Olga Roche, poised in a shimmering green wrap, tells me her story. She was born to a teen mom.
The family was in New York City. That was in the early 50s. And she found herself without the support of my father, with two children in New York City, only with a ninth grade education. So my great-grandmother, who was 82 years old at the time, and my grandmother, came to New York City and said, you know, you need to come home with the two children. So I grew up in kinship care, staying with my great-grandmother and grandmother.
So home became Puerto Rico. Roche's mother took a studio apartment nearby.
So that was sort of like the beginning in terms of my journey about connections to the field of child welfare, even within my family. We had the struggles of having to get support for an extended family members to raise us.
Roche eventually attended a Catholic high school. To this day, she wears a chain with a silver cross.
Then went to Catholic University of Puerto Rico, did my bachelor's degree in social work, and I was one of two students who got a scholarship back then to go to San Antonio, Texas, to do a master's in social work.
Roche studied at Our Lady of the Lake University. She worked as an intern with Mexican-American families, and with her master's degree, returned to Puerto Rico, where she taught at the Catholic University.
I taught social work, juvenile justice, criminal delinquency, but I really wanted to really be in the practice.
So Roche became a chief probation officer of a juvenile court. Her job also required her to assess the needs of the families of children on probation. Her concern?
What will it take for a child to get better and remove children from delinquency and really do intervention with a family, a real service plan for the family?
Roche is a mother herself. In 1981, with one daughter, a second would come later, the family moved to Massachusetts because the father of Roche's children got a job at the old GM plant in Framingham. Roche began working at the Massachusetts Department of Youth Services. She worked her way up from social worker to supervisor to manager to assistant regional director. Then she transferred to the Department of Social Services, as DCF was then called. She ran its Lawrence office, but wanted to move closer to Leominster, where she lived, and took over the Fitchburg office. Fitchburg is where, years later, the disappearance of 5-year-old Jeremiah Oliver would plunge Roche and her agency into controversy. From Fitchburg, Roche went on to run the Worcester office. Last October, Governor Deval Patrick appointed her DCF commissioner. That was after the agency had announced the disappearance of Jeremiah Oliver. It has led to questions about how many children in DCF care are missing. Roche acknowledges teenagers do run away from DCF custody, but she explains many are in touch with their social worker.
They let them know that they're okay, they're safe, they're out with friends. Sometimes they run away for a couple of weeks, sometimes they run away for a couple of days. While we don't know specifically the address, they let us know that they're okay.
Asked how many teenagers are runaways right now, Roche gives an estimate.
It's in the vicinity of 100 children.
Mm-hmm. An aide holds up a note with a number, 113.
113, I'm sorry.
Later, the number is brought up to date, 129 teenagers on the run.
The majority also, I wanted to say that these are 17-year-old kiddos. Unfortunately, we are not able to lock them up or restrain them or put them in facilities that are locked facilities. So sometimes when they're dealing with a trauma issue, they just decide, I can't cope with this situation anymore, and they decide to run away from the facility.
Roche says she's able within a day to determine exactly how many teenagers are missing from DCF custody. She explains that when she testified before the legislature last month that every child DCF was serving was accounted for, she meant that there were no other cases like Jeremiah Oliver's.
At no time my answer was to try to mislead. I thought about a five-year-old kiddo who is at home, who's been missing, and the answer was, I can guarantee.
After Oliver's disappearance, Roche says she asked social workers to visit all children under the age of five. Except for those visits, when it comes to children living with their families, DCF relies on families to report that a child is missing. But Oliver's case is unique, Roche says.
The social worker failed to do what it's called monthly visits to the family for extended period of time and didn't know that the child was missing because he wasn't in the home visiting with the family. Despite individuals calling and making collateral contact saying, you know, the kid is not in school this year. You know, he didn't return to Head Start.
Roche says the social worker's negligence was compounded by his supervisor's cover-up and, in turn, the negligence of her manager in not inquiring why the child had not been visited. She says after the disappearance of Jeremiah Oliver, monthly visits to children's families went up from 82% of children to 94% in December. As for those who doubt her ability to lead the DCF, she points to her 27 years in working at every level of the agency. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.